apply. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free for whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. So, we will talk to you about absolutely anything. People have been waiting patiently, so we get back to the phones and the fun. Ladies first. Dee is on the line in North Carolina. At least I presume it's a female Dee. Dee, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm not a lady.
It's not a lady, Dee.
I'll take my turn since I've been waiting so long. Is that okay?
No, go right ahead.
Well, listen, guys, I really appreciate what you're doing there. And, I've listened to you talk for... Oh, gosh, it's been months now, but I've been on a personal search for finding like-minded people for a while. I mean, it's just, it's almost frustrating when you start learning about what's really going on in the world and politics and how all of it's so corrupt. Mm. And I grew up believing that, you know, it was my duty as a good citizen to vote and all that baloney. And just believe it or not, I'm 50 years old now. And I'm just waking up to what real freedom is.
Better late than never.
Well, I've spent the last few years pursuing it from one angle, and that is, you know, making sure that I do what I can to maintain my freedom and my sanity at the same time, because all the people around you, man, are just so brainwashed. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
It's very frustrating. And I don't know how many times I've heard people say, well, if we could just get enough people to do this or enough people to do that. So you guys are really onto something about getting people together, and that's why I called you, because I've had this idea for quite a while now, and I've kind of pushed it back in the back of my mind, and it keeps popping up, and I can't get rid of it.
All right.
And I need some help with it. I think, you know, you look at all these Tea Partiers and people like that, and God bless people that are mad about things and are willing to go out and speak out about it. I mean, I'll give them that, but they're really not accomplishing anything. I mean, I think to the government, that's cute. It's cute that they're out there with their signs and they're, you know, we're mad.
Let me add a relevant quote, because you're absolutely right. It's one of my favorites. I found it over the NHFree.com forum. A man named Alexander Haig was one of the executives in the federal government during the Reagan administration.
He was some political,
crony of some sort.
Jerk from a couple of decades ago.
The quote, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, is let them protest as long as they pay their taxes.
Amen. As long as they pay their taxes and vote. And be obedient slaves. Nobody cares what they say.
Yeah, that's right.
It's entertainment. It gives the talking heads on TV some counterpoints to make and argue, and that can make people like Sarah Palin famous. She's a celebrity. She's never done squat. I mean, she's not even a good mom.
Well, it's more
she's
than
not
just...
even a good mom. Why would you want her to be any kind of elected official?
It's
break,
more than
man.
Just entertainment, though, for the politicians. It's also something to get people thinking like they're doing something. You're right. I don't happen to think those are particularly effective at anything beyond just maybe getting people whipped up and excited about a new batch of Republican candidates who will steal their freedom, too. But I think in reality, it's really a lot of people waving signs and feeling good, and they go home feeling like they've made a difference, feeling like something is going to change, and
it's
of course nothing is.
Yeah.
There's a certain form of protesting that I feel is an actual accomplishment for the system, because most of politics and things is meant to divide us anyways.
Exactly.
So it's cause for infighting. So when they see the protest, it's like mission accomplished. We have them fighting with one another, you know.
It plays right into their game. It's almost like the old professional wrestling things, you know, where they travel together, they practice together, they put on a good show, and people actually get so engrossed in it they believe that they're actually pulling for somebody that might win or lose, you know. And you're, like Ernie Hancock said, I know who's going to win every election, the government. You know? That's the winner, and they come out looking good every time. So, just to give you a quick, I won't dominate your time here, but I'm going to get to a point real quick that something I want to try. But I've done little things over the past few years, like I took my name off the voter roll. It's one thing to stop voting.
How did you do that?
I've sent in a certified letter to the Board of Elections and told them I wanted to, me and my wife both, we signed the paperwork, it's all been notarized.
Did it work?
Officially removed, because I wanted to make a statement.
Did you verify that they'd actually removed you from
the voters? I got a letter back from them verifying it. It had been done. It's on record.
That's interesting because we had some of the activists up here in New Hampshire a few years ago went into the city voters' office and they said they wanted to unregister to vote. They were told that could not be done. So I don't know if they were just lying because government bureaucrats
lie
frequently.
They are lying. It can be done. It can be done. And it's not even that hard. I mean, it was a matter of in fact, I sent them a letter and they sent it back because there was a mistake or something in the request and I corrected it and they promptly responded and removed, and this is in North Carolina, in the capital city here. So,
awesome.
It's pretty cool. But anyway, that's one little thing, and there's other little things that I've done, and I speak out wherever I can. But I mean, people aren't really receptive. It's you guys have got something good going on there, and
okay.
I want to help.
Get on up here, man. What are you waiting for?
Well, that's the point I wanted to get to. I agree that that's a good thing to do, and I have a family and a business and all these types
sure.
of things. But here's what I'm getting to. I want to start something like that here.
We've heard this one before.
Well, I mean, if everybody moves to New Hampshire, I mean, that's...
Everybody's not going to move to New Hampshire.
I know that. And I have no... I'll just go ahead and tell you, I have no intentions of moving to New Hampshire, okay? It would probably be fun, and I'm sure it would be great to be around other people that think I do about freedom.
It is great.
It is great.
Support and all that stuff. But here's what I'm trying to get to. I've spent probably most of this time seeking freedom, and it almost seems like I'm trying to hide. It almost seems like
sure, that's all you really can do in North Carolina when you're looking for freedom, D.
Oh my God, man, it's unbelievable. So here's what I wanted to ask you. Have you ever considered something like, and you guys have probably done, I know you've done similar things to this, but I've got this thing in my mind that if I could get the word out to enough people on a certain date, at a certain, specified date in the future, we're all going to take our tax tags off of our car and drive to work.
Some 10,000 idea.
People, huh?
I think it's a great idea. I can tell you that that's not an easy thing to do here in New Hampshire, where I've got a bunch of activists that have
I'm not
moved.
Taking my license plate off my car, and I believe in liberty.
Well, here's the deal, though. Here's the thing. I know that when one person does it, it's Katie bar the door. I mean, they're going to pull you over. If they have to, they're going to beat you up. And
they did. They didn't beat me up, but I did do that. I put a special private tag on my car instead of the state plates, and they have come after me for that. But I was hoping to encourage others to do something similar at some point in the future by showing them, look, this is me, I'm doing this, and you can do this too.
Here's what I want to ask you. If you guys, I'll give you an example. You listen to Rush Limbaugh for 10, I can only listen to him for like 10 minutes and I get sick on my stomach and turn
than me.
When I was into that, I progressed from where, if I told you the whole story, it would take too long. But that's where it started, and then after a while, it was like, well, these guys, all they're doing is complaining. All they're doing is wanting their guys in there, and it's going to be the same, if not worse.
Yep.
So watch this. But if a guy with that much power actually developed a non-statist thought process at some point and actually went on the air and said, look, on such and such, we're not paying our taxes this year, okay? It would have a huge impact.
Sure it would.
But he's not going to do that.
He probably wouldn't get to that point due to how dirty and corrupt politics are already.
Exactly.
He's already made his bank. He's got no interest in doing something like that. I mean, of course, you could say that, since he's already made a bunch of money, why shouldn't he do it? And I don't know what his motivations really are. I don't know what Rush Limbaugh really believes. Some people have suggested that Rush Limbaugh is just putting on an act for the purposes of, doing his show and getting
advertising. I know he is because I listened to him back. I mean, I'm a lot older than you guys, but when I first started listening to him, he was talking about long haired, dope smoking, maggot infested FM types. Now he's on FM radio. He's been busted for prescription drugs, and he had Elton John singing at his wedding. So everything he slammed.
His
over
wedding
the
to like what a 20-year-old girl or something like that.
Yeah, he's been. Hey, it was funny when he got caught coming into the country with Viagra, man. I thought that was a hoot. Illegal Viagra, smuggling Viagra into the
Tell you
US.
What, man, you let us know how your plan goes down there to rally rally your buddies and get them to take their tags off the car. I hope you have success with it because I want to hear the story. Although I don't predict you having much success.
The reason we picked up and moved is because you couldn't get anybody to do anything where we were.
Once you're through slamming your head up against the wall down there, we'll be waiting for you. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You got to get some bruises before you move to New Hampshire.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features are totally free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including our listening options, live streams. We've got a broadband and dial-up version of the show, plus our webcam and listen lines, which can allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance, where you can listen for free. Listen.freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls in just a moment.
You're being searched online every day, and it's affecting your life, whether you realize it or not. So know and control what the internet says about you. There's a company called Reputation Defender that controls your privacy online and manages how you look to someone who searches you. Reputation Defender will continuously monitor everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It will remove your personal information from websites that collect it, sell it, protecting your privacy, and it will even allow you to stop unwanted mail from reaching your mailbox. Go to MyReputation.com and try out Reputation Defender. Use promo code FREE and get a special discount at MyReputation.com.
All right, so we're going to continue with your calls here, but just I had one more comment. At the very end of the last segment, we were talking with a gentleman in North Carolina, D, who was talking about how excited he was about the Free State Project idea and that he wants to start one there in North Carolina. And cynically, I responded that, well, we've heard that one before. A lot of people get excited about the concept of moving liberty-oriented people together and getting them active, and then they want to see it emulated in their state, their political designation, where they're settled in. And I understand, I mean, it's not easy to, it can't be easy to pick up a business that is more location-centric. He said he was a businessman. Pick up a family and move them somewhere. When you're established, you've spent years building a name, building a brand for yourself in the local media and the people's mindset. And, well, when you think of thinking of repairing a car, call D's Auto Shop or whatever it is that he does. That's certainly no easy task. So I understand the motivation for wanting to let's make New Hampshire's activism happen here in North Carolina. And I think eventually it might be possible. You know, once New Hampshire starts to really show the blessings of liberty and really become a, I guess, a guidepost, if you will, for the rest of the world.
Well, in that case, New Hampshire would reach out to them because this would be where it is and it'll just grow, right?
Well,
so
right.
It's not it'll start, it will just reach them.
Well, those people will see that and they'll see that what this freedom thing is possible and that now maybe they'll get more serious about doing something. I think he's going to run up against some difficulties, and that's why I said maybe you've got to get bruised a few times by the system and by failure in order to really appreciate what New Hampshire and the Free State Project offers. And you said, and during the break, because we had to go to break at that point, you said, Mark, that, well, you didn't think so. You thought that there could be people that just hear that and just think, yeah, that's a great idea and make the move. And I'm sure those people
exist. I didn't get bruised by activism in Sarasota, Florida. I looked at the activism that was going on in Sarasota, Florida, most of it being done by you, and I said, huh, that crap isn't doing anything. And what makes more sense for the ideas of liberty? Because it's obvious that the people that really believe in the ideas of liberty, that have it in their mind, maybe they're 10 or 15% of the population. Look at the Ron Paul results in 2008. I think he had his highest numbers were 8%, 9% here in New Hampshire, and besides that, he generally made 6, 7% down in other states. If all those people were in one state, then they would have a huge effect. If some of those people would pick up and move to a state, they would have a huge effect. Right now, 825 or 850 or whatever have claimed to have moved, and I suspect it's probably more than that. Maybe it's 1,000, 1,200 people have moved, and they've had a pretty impressive effect on the government. And that's the people working inside the system. The people working outside the system have had an effect. There's all kinds of things going on because people that are willing to do something have gotten around other people who are willing to do something. They're all doing more in sort of a synergistic effect, and things are happening. And if you're not willing to pick up and move for the Free State Project because of family or weather or your business or whatever your reason is, that's fine. The Free State Project just needs – we just need to get to a level of freedom here in New Hampshire that will convince you.
But I think the Bruce comment stands true for most people, at least in my journeys traveling around, the ones who are at the meetups with Motorhome Diaries, and I hope to see on libertyontour.com, are the ones that are directly affected by government. Myself is through the justice system. I'd assume that Mark has a similar bruise left by the justice system. And it's that. The military is another common one, and then a direct thumping from government, whether it's a child custody case, you know, imprisonments for nonviolent, non-victim crimes of a family member who might have been bringing home most of the income and things like that. The thumping is a very, very common, or the bruise is the way we use it, a way people get to see these things. And might take a couple thumps, but yeah, New Hampshire is where people hopefully will realize at some point after getting their thump. It might not be the immediate whack and I got to move, but...
Well, and I definitely understand where you're coming from on that. And I think what I was doing is maybe just projecting my experience onto Dee there, because, you know, for me, luckily, I hadn't gone to jail prior to moving to New Hampshire.
Lucky.
Not looking for Florida, too. That's amazing.
In Florida, it would have been bad. So I'm fortunate there. But what I was referring to was being an activist and failing at it. Even if you've been thumped by the system, that's sometimes enough to get you active, right? That's sometimes enough to say, all right, I've had it with this. I'm going to do something about it. And when you see what's going on in New Hampshire and you hear about it, it could be exciting. It could be like, wow, that sounds pretty neat. But the system works, and I'm going to change the system here. So there are a lot of people that are still of this mentality that even though they know that inherently the system is corrupt and that things are real bad, that they could just, if they could just get people excited enough where they are, that something could change. You could do more than just having a Tea Party, that there could actually be something. Because Dee was on to a lot of things that were absolutely right that he was saying. It's just that I feel like if you are, you've got to get the, you've got to get that knocked out of you, I think, before you can really look at moving as being a viable option. You have to really come to understand that whatever it is you try, where you are, isn't going to have an effect on the system. And I hope I could be proven wrong about that, but that's how I was feeling down in Florida when I found the Free State Project. I came across that idea and I thought, oh my gosh, this is brilliant. Let's do it, because I'd been throwing it up against the wall for a while and it hadn't been sticking, and I'd been having little bouts of success with exposing people to the ideas of liberty, but it never followed through. Nothing ever happened. No one ever really got involved in any kind of activism movement, and that became a real source of disappointment for me. So I guess I'm just projecting my personal story, right? Also, I had to have that personal disappointment.
Sure, and also Diaz realized he's now drawing from a pool that's being tapped. There are a lot of hardcore principled activists up here that are probably, you know, I'm not interested in moving to, where was he, North Carolina. Yeah, so he's a little behind right now. New Hampshire is quite
especially people are leaving North Carolina to move up here. One of our, actually the new blogger over at freekeen.com, Sean, who is the man who is about town here in Keene, rescuing people from the evil parking meter people. He walks around, he's got his Free State Project Don't Tread on Me cape on, and he goes, walks down Main Street, and he finds the parking meters that have been expired, and he inserts like a, you know, dime or something like that in there and rescue those people from getting a ticket. He's had incredibly positive success from like responses from people on the street thanking him. People just walk up and hand him money when they see him rescuing their car, and like he's getting to the point where it's turned a small profit. It's definitely covering costs, and it may even be turning a small profit for him doing this activism. He moved from North Carolina, so you're losing people like Sean to here to New Hampshire. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free. So enjoy those on us, and those features include listening options, our news updates, by the way. You can go get signed up. You can receive our updates via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Pick the one that works best for you, or pick more than one if you'd like. You can do that. News.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com. Hey, government is a wonderful thing, but you should already know that, unless you weren't paying attention in the 12 years of... For me, it was 13, of government school that government made you attend, that government controlled, and the government forced your parents to pay for by regularly threatening to steal their house. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue taking your calls about what you want, it's Bill in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm right down below the border in Montague, Massachusetts.
Indeed, sir.
And, yeah, I used to be a gladiator at Monadnock Speedway in Winchester, New Hampshire.
So being the person that races? Is it demolition derby or what?
No, it's pro stocks. You know, 10-inch slick tire, late model stocks.
Okay.
So I don't know anything about sports, but that sounds like fun.
Diverted. Excuse me?
I said, I know nothing about sports, but I'm sure someone out there understands what you're talking about.
Yes. Well, anyways, I have a new website called InfoWarsMA.com. I use the popularity of the Jones Show, but just add the MA for Massachusetts behind it.
Because, yeah, you've actually contacted me at coblock.org, right?
Yes, I have.
Oh, great, yeah.
I'm a little bit concerned. I've only listened to the show a few times, and I'm a little bit concerned because marijuana is a felony, and the quickest way to disarm the American people is to get them convicted with a felony charge, and then they're just a disarmed slave for life.
Okay.
So one thing that kind of bothers me about the Free State Project is advocating marijuana use.
Well, the Free State Project doesn't advocate anything. Just to interrupt you, the Free State Project doesn't advocate anything like that. The Free State Project is only a project intended to deliver liberty, encourage liberty activists to New Hampshire. It's the bus, as it has been referred to. The idea is that the Free State Project simply exists to promote the idea of moving to New Hampshire and getting active for liberty. There are people within the Free State Project that are opposed to the use of marijuana, but they may support your right to put what you want in your own body. So not everybody in the Free State Project is a cannabis user.
Okay, you know, that's excellent, you know, because I just, you know, the man gives hands out felonies, and then you're a disarmed slave for the rest of your life.
Because
I have a large A class. I have a Class A large capacity firearms permit in Massachusetts. And
that's
kind of luckily,
it took you a fortune to get, right?
Yeah, you're required to have it.
It was $100.
That sounds pretty cheap.
Well, I'm sure Ab can comment here as one of the two felons in the room.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm a two-time felon and for marijuana, and I believe that still it's not about whether it's a felony or like I guess what you're essentially saying is that we should refrain from choosing what to put in our bodies just because of the fight at hand?
No, I think you should put anything in your body that you want, but I think that you should speak that it's a felony and you should go way out in the woods and way out of sight.
Speak that it's a felony and go way out of
your
sight.
Own home. But anyways, that's not why I called.
Well, no, hold on a second, because it's A, not always a felony. It's in many cases a misdemeanor just for possession of
sometimes
marijuana.
They'll try to make it impossible for you to own a weapon, even if you have misdemeanors, too.
Maybe, but I'm not the kind of person who asks government permission to own weapons in the first place. Or
what to put in my body.
Well, I've been carrying daily since 2005, and when I get pulled over by the police, you know, I declare I have it, and I don't get, you know.
Sure. Well, you're in Massachusetts, where it's, you know, it's a pretty dangerous place to live down there. I mean, Massachusetts is a scary place.
Well, no, it's like Vernon, Vermont. It's like Winchester, New Hampshire. You know, it's I'm in Montague, which is, you know, there's Winchester and then Northfield and then Montague.
Yeah,
you know?
No cops
so
in New Hampshire have caged me and charged me with felony wiretapping.
Right, I know. I'm right next to there, and I didn't get charged with felony wiretapping with police surrounding police, too. So those are just false charges, and you're going to get off of those. And if you contact me, I can set you up with Rule 9, it'll just get dropped.
Well, I can tell you that nobody's going to go into the woods and smoke marijuana here. I mean, we smoke cannabis on
a daily.
Well,
I don't even talk about marijuana. You know, that's
right,
not why I called.
Okay, but
I
you did talk about
to
it.
Be very careful about things that carry a felony charge, that your listeners, because it's the easiest way to have your rights stripped for the rest of your life.
I appreciate
the
concern,
point.
And I think that the people that engage in civil disobedience are more than willing to accept whatever the consequences are that come, and they understand that in the war on drugs that they're, you know, these things
well,
are
I'm not
going
even
to
really a believer in civil disobedience. I just lived
clearly.
Free. I was born in Concord, Massachusetts. I went to private schools there. Mm-hmm. My elementary school was 100 yards from the old North Bridge where the shot was heard around the world. So when I was, you know, nowadays they're taught about global warming and social justice. No, I was taught the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. You know, we could just walk downtown and buy candy when I was in school. You didn't even need a pass to do bodily functions.
Well, here in New Hampshire and Keene, you can just walk downtown and smoke cannabis.
Well,
yeah,
not when
it.
You're in school. Not when you're in elementary school, okay?
Probably the case.
You know, I grew up in an elementary school where you could go downtown when you had free time and you could come back if you could get back in time.
So what else were you calling tonight?
I rode my bike to school over the old North Bridge, you know, in that historic area.
Bill, most people don't know what you're talking about.
We're coming to the end of the segment here.
What else were you calling in about tonight?
That everyone can live free. That you don't have to move to New Hampshire.
How?
You don't have to go out and be active. You can just do what you want and be free and learn how to defend yourself using sui juris defense.
Sui juris, what's that?
Sui juris is a legal standing. You're represented by a lawyer, and represent means that you're not of sound mind and need to be represented. If they ask you if you're representing yourself, then you're admitting that you're not of sound mind and that you're representing yourself because you're a whack job. So when you're a sui juris, S-U-I-J-U-R-I-S, you're going in and the court has to recognize that you're a free man with all of your natural born rights. So that's how I kick open the door to the my constitutionally protected rights here, because the Constitution.
So is there
are
actually
no, look, follow,
that actually, Bill, it's interesting. I've actually heard about this. I've been to the Sui Juris website. There are a couple of them out there. One of them actually ripped me off. I tried to buy something from their site, and I wish I could remember which one it was.
From any of their sites. I just take the information and I use it.
Sure. No, I understand. I was just letting you know that one of the websites out there masquerading as the Sui Juris site essentially took my check, cashed it, and never responded to any of my inquiries.
I won my house from MERS because the economy is so bad down here. My house was foreclosed. So I went into court, Sui Juris, and proved that they didn't have standing to take my house.
That's great. You know, here's what I would like to see from possibly, if you could do it, to show people how to do this, to show them your success stories. Do you have anything that's been recorded? Do you have video or audio of your alleged success in court?
I have the paperwork right on InfoWarsMA.com. It's probably a few pages back. I just started it on Independence Day, InfoWarsMA.com. And if you go back, it says protecting Massachusetts citizens from tyrants is the post. And I have a win with two criminal counts of driving without a license, standing on my right to travel.
Okay.
I won two of those. One of them was Sunderland, and then the other.
And you've got all that documented at your website.
I have the court papers on there. Yes.
Okay.
Excellent.
That's great.
Yeah.
People are looking for that stuff. You said it was InfoWarsMA.com.
I mean, people need to live it. If you go out and with signs, you know, like the Tea Partiers, you know, if you go out with signs, that doesn't matter. But if all those Tea Partiers just actually went out and lived free,
I agree.
That would bog up the courts. I mean, there was enough people to completely agree. To just ruin the court system.
Sure. Look, hey, Bill, I'm on board with you, man. I completely agree. I think people need to live free, but I think they need to get together in order to live free, because it's pie in the sky to believe that you'll be able to convince.
Well, do you have any kids? Do you have a kid?
Thankfully, no. But
I have a 10-year-old kid, and thankfully, yes. And you know what? I'm going to secure liberty for him without activism. I'm just going to live free. I'm going to set an example for him.
But
I'm going to win in court.
Yeah. Let us know how it works out, man.
And then shame the officials that are supposed to be following the laws, because you don't replace them.
I hope you can prove that it works all by yourself. And I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, because I feel like it'll work better when you're together with other people of like mind. I mean, he's talking about convincing people to start living free. Good luck with that. I'd say convince the people that want to live free to get together. That's what we're doing here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live. But if it works for you, we'd love to hear the success stories.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only a few moments remain, enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight it is Ian.
Adam.
And Mark. Adam joining us from LibertyOnTour.com. Head over there, get subscribed to the website, follow Adam and Pete as they go around the country, going to 13 different cities in 13 weeks, is it?
Correct.
And be having a good time out there, doing some activism, meeting up with people, and spreading the word about freedom over at LibertyOnTour.com. We're talking about the courts, and we're going to get right back into your calls here in just a moment. But I went over to Bill's website. Bill, we just spoke with a moment ago from North Massachusetts, talking about how he wants to just live free and that he is going to just live free. And he doesn't feel like he has to leave Massachusetts in order to do that.
But if other people want to live free and smoke cannabis, they have to go in the woods.
Well, he did say that, which is a little inconsistent, but that's okay. And finally, I did dig up the page where he has some court documents on there about, you know, his alleged stops here for right to travel, where he was, I guess, looking at a criminal citation in one case. Let's see. He's actually got a scan of the citation, unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle. He says that has been dismissed. He shows, you know, both sides of the document there. There's no real courtroom detail, though. There's no detail about how he approached this. You know, did he file motions?
It's the first thing I've seen online about this, though. I mean,
no, it's,
I'd
he's
like
got
to give
something.
Him props on that.
Yeah, he deserves props. There's video of the stop, actually, of him talking to the cop about right to travel and things like that. Not that you'll ever convince a cop of these things. And I didn't have time to watch more than like a minute during the break. But he's basically telling the cop in advance, we're going to court. And I think that there's some value there where basically the cop will know that you're not going to just roll over, that you're not going to just pay whatever the fine
What's
amount
the cop
is.
Care? Oh, good. Overtime.
Yeah, there's that point, too. So what I'd really like to see is for somebody that has this, you know, this approach that they've decided on using in court. He was talking about sui juris. Rather than representing yourself, you are just
pro se.
Presenting yourself. I don't know if pro se would be the word, but he called
it rather than pro se.
Sui juris.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. And it's all very, very intriguing, very interesting. I find that most of it is useless. I've tried different, differing of these approaches in court before, and I think what's most useful is just refusing to go along with the scam and letting them know that you're not going to go along with it. I think that's probably one of the most
powerful
things.
The people that know how to do whatever it is their system is, and you know, the incantation at the altar of the state that works. Then those people need to educate. They need to have acolytes. They need to educate acolytes. And, you know, if they want to charge for it, I understand it's their time. Here on Free Talk Live, we really can't spend much time on your course that you charge for, unless you want to talk about advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can give it away for free, which means that you're going to spend a lot of time educating people that, you know, you're not getting paid for. And that's a tough scenario, too. You can try to lay it out online, but people are going to have a lot of questions. As you can imagine, you're saying go do something in court that's entirely different than what, you know, you're sort of told to do. Jurisdictionary.com that advertises on the show at least gives you a course and tells you how to do it. $250, here's how you do it. Whereas I found many of these other sort of alternative ways of dealing in court to be confusing and scary.
To me, it's just time-consuming. I mean, the time that you put in learning it, or even showing up to court and all that other stuff, like Ian said, to me, it's just I'm not doing anything wrong. I shouldn't be in the first place. And the only reason I really show up to court things is to
because prison is time-consuming too.
Well, it is. So that's true. But I mean, essentially, my mind is that the court has decided already what they're going to do with me in any case that I have out there right now. So the outcome is irrelevant because even if I sat there, begged, pleaded, and jumped through their hoops, I mean, my argument for Mississippi, for Massachusetts, for filming police is I'm not doing anything wrong. These people claim to work for us and for the better of the people, and I don't agree with it, and there's no way to hold them accountable. And if they'd let me opt out of the system paying for their salaries, I would let them opt out like I would any other person who doesn't work for the government. I ask permission to film them, and I would do the same for those if they just let me opt out. So it's just a lot easier to do that and show the gun in the room and the violence inherited in the system than it is to jump through all the hoops, learn the law, learn the loophole, find out all these paperwork and these forms and get them notarized and send them into 16 people and run around.
And it's still a crapshoot. Even
exactly.
If you do all that
stuff. There's still no guarantee at the end
of
the day.
If there's one thing I've seen in my experience with the court system, and I've had quite a bit of it since moving up here to New Hampshire, because whenever somebody gets in trouble, one of the activists up here, we come out, we support him. In fact, one of the activists has a court trial on Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
So I presume you're going to come.
I will be there.
I will be there for that as well. And so in my experience, one thing you can count on from the court system is inconsistency. You know, one thing may work one time, but it may not work the next time. Why does one thing work one time and not the next time? I don't know.
Different man in a robe.
Right. The whims of the man in the robe really seem to be what it's about. So I've tried filing the papers. I've tried this and I've tried that. And of course, somebody is who is out there claiming to have had success with these unusual techniques will say, well, you just didn't file the right paperwork. You just didn't, you didn't do this the right way.
There's always something you can't, they can say that you didn't do.
Right. So that's why what I'd really like to see from somebody like Bill, who seems to have some knowledge about his approach, is to go ahead and lay it all out there. You know, get every bit of this process documented. He's trying. He's got some stuff up there, and kudos to him for that. But from the very beginning to the very end, let everybody know exactly what it is you're doing. Make it easy to access. In this case, you know, I had to go 3 pages into his website, and you pointed it out
because
I missed it as I was scrolling through, and I did find his stuff. But it's nothing that's conclusive. It's nothing that you can look at to say, oh, this is what Bill did. He did this. Maybe I could try that. I don't know what Bill did because it's not really made too crystal clear.
Right. And I don't know Bill or whatever, but even these pictures, we don't exactly know if they're from this incident or not. And I haven't had a chance to look at it even over the break. But, I mean, we still don't know. There's not much back.
So, yeah, maybe come on up to New Hampshire and get a seminar about what your experiences have been and then, you know, allow that to be recorded and put up online or on YouTube just to making accessing this information easy so people who want to can try to duplicate it and see if there's actually any consistency here. Because I just don't believe that there's consistency. I mean, look, I had the parking ticket that was littered on my car dismissed recently. It wasn't dismissed. It was found not guilty. Mark, you had the parking ticket dismissed. So it was null process, as they call it. That's their fancy legal word for dismissed.
Not processed.
Yeah. And so we had two of pretty much of a similar case two cases that went in slightly different directions. They took me all the way through a trial, and
they're not going to do that for me again. I can tell you that. Not after I posted a.
Do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to go to trial, or that they're not going to leave a parking ticket in the first place?
They're gonna make me go to trial on the next time because I post something on Freekeen that said, "Hey, you don't have to pay these. Just take them to trial, and you won't have to."
Which, so they didn't make an example out of you?
They're going to have to. They're going to have to take me to the pillory and beat me.
We'll see about that. But my point being, there's inconsistency amongst these government people. So what works one time may not work the next time. As soon as we find something consistent, then they'll just change the rules and they'll change how they do things. So I think the best way to deal with this aggression of the state, I agree with Bill that you should live free, that you should live as free as you possibly can. I think it makes more sense to live free with other people who are living free. That's why I'm here in New Hampshire. And then once you're living free and they decide to try to stop you from living free by arresting you or whatever and aggressing against you, that's when you stand up like a free person and say, I'm not going to bow down to you. I'm not going to pay your extraction. And I'm not going to obey your stupid ordinances and statutes. Now, what are you going to do about it? And eventually, if enough people do that, as Bill was saying, it's true. If enough people just start living free and refusing to bow down, that's the important second step, is once you get caught for living free, you don't just crumble underneath the pressure, then there's nothing they can do. Then they have no more control anymore because their control exists because of you going along with their program,
right.
And the fear as well. Let's go to James. He's listening in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James. James in North Carolina, going once. James in NC, going twice. And I think we did lose James. All right, so any other thoughts on the inconsistency of the courts and standing up against
them? Nothing other than it's the same thing over and over. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't really choose to use the system. I mean, even filling out the forms and the things like that, or you fill out the wrong forms or you answer the question wrong, you're always still bringing it to their system, and that's something people really need to understand is how do you expect to get justice out of a place where the man in the robe, the man in the silly costume that brought you here or accuses you of a crime to be here in the first place, and the man in the fancy suit that's prosecuting you are all being paid by the same place, and how do you really expect justice? I mean, it's a kangaroo court system at its best.
Yeah,
I think that sometimes it works, right? Like you'd admit there's a portion,
you have to work extremely hard to get them to admit wrong
sometimes
on their part.
You don't need to get to, who cares whether they admit that they're wrong? All you need them to do is leave you alone.
Well, that's what I mean.
Right. And sometimes they will, and sometimes they won't. Most of the time, I suspect they won't. But at the very least, you clog up their system by not just, signing away on a plea bargain or something like that. Yeah. If you don't show up, you're going to jail. So, I mean, you've got to deal with them to some level.
Extent. Yeah, that's true. But dealing with them and refusing to go along with them, you don't cut a deal. You're having to deal with them in that you're having to experience some of their garbage. But refusing to obey, I think, is the real key to winning liberty for our lifetimes. But we need people together for that. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 800-686-2237.